Of course, and I take my full share of the blame, but and at the time I didn't realize how serious it was, but the United States, once the communist government had fallen, once the Russians had left, we sort of lost interest, the United States and other Western countries. And because of that, we created a vacuum. And Afghans in a vacuum tend to fight each other for power. And there were many of them that had been radicalized on the Islamic side from their war with the godless Soviets. It was largely our responsibility, because we should have stayed there and we should have insisted that they somehow work together. We should have held out a lot of carrots and more or less forced them to work together, or at least not to go to war with one another. And I was surprised by that. The Taliban then, when they really came in and totally filled the vacuum, and many people in Afghanistan supported the Taliban that did not adhere to their religious beliefs or to their philosophy, but simply because they saw them as the first chance to have order in 15 or 18 years, to not have war, I was stunned and totally surprised, and felt very badly about it.
Anything you would do differently if you were going about helping to arm the Mujahideen? If you're doing that again?
No.
You do it all the same.
Nothing I'd do differently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, what I would do differently, profoundly differently, would be to try to prevent, and I don't think one congressman could have done it, but I would have tried to prevent the immense distraction that our country had with the falling of the Berlin Wall, with the freedom in Poland and Czechoslovakia and all the others, where we just completely were distracted from the problems in Afghanistan. I would try to persuade the administration. That was the Reagan administration and the first Bush administration that was extremely sympathetic to the cause of the Mujahideen. And I would have tried to persuade them to not leave and to maintain an American presence and to do whatever was necessary in the form of a mini Marshall Plan, not only in our own interest to keep something like the Taliban from gaining control of the country that provided a refuge for Osama bin Laden, but also to say thank you, because these people are the ones that shed the blood that defeated the Red Army for the first time it had left its barracks since 1945. And we owed them a great deal, and in my view, never properly said thank you.
What are some of the things you think the CIA did to try to hide the fact that it was funding the weapons for the Mujahideen and that it was funding intelligence?
Think,
yeah.
I don't think that the Soviets were ever fooled. They were fooled for the first few years, first maybe till 1983, something like 84. They were fooled by the magnitude, but it was taking us that long to get everything in the pipeline. As the book points out, the Chinese connection, the Egyptian connection, and all the rest. But I think that they knew that that it was a far bigger piece of cake than they had intended to bite off in 84 and 85. And then in 86, when the Stingers started shooting down their Hind helicopters, which were their major and most effective weapon, then they knew it was a fight to the death.